From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Indonesia's economy grows 5% in quarter one, surpassing US and China. Minister Sandiaga Uno projects more tourist visit between Indonesia and Singapore. Now, the news in detail. Indonesia's economy swelled 5.01% in the first quarter of 2022, surpassing the growth of several nations, including the United States, China, and South Korea. This was affirmed by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, during a press conference stream on the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube channel on Monday. He also pointed out that the economic growth of Indonesia in the first quarter was stable, almost similar to the one in the fourth quarter of 2021. Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, expects the number of tourists traveling between Indonesia and Singapore to increase in a bid to recover after the COVID-19 pandemic. In a statement received by Antara in Jakarta on Monday, this was affirmed by Minister Sandiaga Uno during a meeting with Singapore's Minister of Foreign Affairs, Vivian Balakrishnan, in Singapore to discuss efforts to intensify cooperation in the tourism sector and create job opportunities. Minister Sandiaga Uno also highlighted that Indonesia and Singapore shared sound relations and in the tourism sector, as was apparent from the fact that Batam City and Bintan City, located in the Riau Islands, had received a fairly high number of visiting Singaporeans. We continue with the health protocol compliance during this year's Idul Fitri homecoming could become an initial step for Indonesia's transition from the pandemic to the endemic phase. This was said by Indonesian Minister of Communication and Informatics, Johnny G. Plate, during a family gathering event in a press statement issued on Monday. He expects this year's homecoming to serve as an important indicator that Indonesia has managed to control the pandemic and mark the beginning of the end of the pandemic. He also explained the homecoming is expected to be the starting point for the nation for heading toward the endemic phase. The last national news comes from President Director of 4848 Group, Dadan Irawan Sarpingi, that will speak on public-private partnership at the Sarajevo Business Forum on May 11 to the 12, 2022, as quoted by Antara in a written statement received in Jakarta on Monday. Sarpingi said that public-private partnership have emerged as a solution to accelerate recovery from the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. He also remarked that through the partnership, there will be participation and collaboration in attracting investment as well as creating jobs. Now we move to the international news. The United States will soon announce plans to better battle illegal fishing in the Pacific. This was stated by U.S. Indo-Pacific Coordinator Kurt Campbell on Monday as part of increased U.S. engagement with the region to counter China's growing influence. As reported by ChannelNews.com, several countries in the Indo-Pacific region, CAFE at an Economic Loses, Campbell taught a forum at Washington Center for Strategic and International Studies when asked about growing cooperation between China and the Solomon Islands. Japan's household spending fell in March for the first time in 3 months, though the drop was smaller than expected, as consumers remain wary of rising living costs despite some easing of COVID-19 curbs. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, household spending declined 2.3% in March from a year earlier. Government data showed on Tuesday slower than Reuters' median market estimate for a 2.8% drop and following 1.1% growth in the previous month. We end the news with Sri Lanka's Prime Minister Mahinda Rajapaksa, who has resigned amid mass protests at the government's handling of a deepening economic crisis. As reported by BBC.com, the move came as the country was placed under curfew after violent clashes between Rajapaksa supporters and anti-government protesters in Colombo. 5 people have died, including a ruling party MP, and more than 190 injured in violence in the capital. There have been protests over soaring prices and power cuts since last month. The island nation is facing its worst economic crisis since gaining independence from Britain in 1948. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Welcome to Today in History. We start from an event about German forces attacked France, Belgium, and the Netherlands on May 10, 1940. Unexpectedly, Germany invaded France, Belgium, and the Netherlands. The Netherlands and Belgium overwhelmed on blitzkrieg tactics, which was launched suddenly from various elements. The German armed forces used a combination and coordination of air, sea, and land forces. The sudden, rapid, and unexpected attacks caused panic on the French, Belgian, and the Dutch defenses. The concept of the Blitzkrieg strategy, in general, is still applied until nowadays by the military in the international war. Now we turn to an event about Nelson Mandela, who was appointed as the first black president of South Africa on May 10, 1994. Nelson Mandela was elected as president of South Africa from May 10, 1994 to June 14, 1999. Mandela became the first black president with Willem de Klerk as vice president. Mandela is also considered a figure of anti-discrimination for black people or apartheid. Although he had been imprisoned for 27 years by the apartheid government, in his first speech as president, Mandela actually called for peace. The Mandela government focused on an effort to eliminate apartheid by combating racism, poverty, and inequality and reconciliation. We end with an event of World Lupus Day, which is commemorated every May 10. World Lupus Day, celebrated every May 10, was firstly announced on May 10, 2004, when the International Council brought together international organizations focused on lupus from 13 different countries in Eton, England, to hold the first anniversary of World Lupus Day. The announcement is to remind governments around the world to increase their financial support for research on lupus, build awareness and medication for sufferers. That was today's segment of Today in History.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩保护我
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sewindu sudah, ku tak mendengar. suaramu, ku tak lagi lihat senyumanmu yang selalu menghiasi hariku. Sewindu sudah kau tak berada di sisiku. Kau menghilang dari pandanganku. Tak tahu kini kau di mana. Ternyata belum siap aku kehilangan dirimu. Belum sanggup sisiku, kau menghilang dari pandanganku. Oh, tak tahu kini kau di mana. Oh, ternyata belum siap aku kehilangan dirimu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia is entitled House Calls Indonesia to Learn Technology Independence from Iran. Deputy Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Rahmat Gobel, led a delegation to Tehran, Iran from May 5 until 9, 2022. One of the agendas of the visit was a meeting with the leaders of the Iranian medical technology company Meditech, led by its chief executive officials, Khalil Torkan. Quoting the Antara news agency in a press release, Rahmat Gobel said that Indonesia should learn independence in mastering technology from Iran. He also explained that due to the long embargo, Iran has been able to develop its own various technologies, one of which is medical technology. According to Rahmat Gobel, Indonesia can learn from Iran in building the independence of medical technology. He also remarked that a developed nation is a nation that can be independent in a number of basic matters. The visit to Iran was a follow-up to Rahmat Gobel's meeting with the Iranian parliamentary delegation at the Inter-Parliamentary Union IPU meeting in Bali in March 2022. At the time, the Iranian parliamentary delegation invited him to visit Iran. According to Rahmat Gobel, there is a philosophy of making products and building human resources, and Indonesia can learn from many nations about human resource development. He added that Iran is a nation that has succeeded in building technological independence due to the world embargo. Rahmat Gobel further stated that one of the things Iran has succeeded in developing is health and medical technology. The country has even exported to a number of developed countries, not only to Indonesia. Meanwhile, Indonesia is still dominant in import of medical devices and medicines. Iran offers cooperation so that Indonesia can also produce this medical technology at home. According to Rahmat Gobel, one of the factors behind the recent Job Creation Act is Indonesia should be independent in developing its industry. According to Rahmat Gobel, Iran's offer is certainly interesting because Indonesia doesn't want investments that enter the country. Only those which don't provide a lot of value added. He also pointed out that Indonesia needs capital-intensive and technology-intensive investments, one of which is in the field of medical technology. Rahmat Gobel added that the future of the world will be influenced by two points, food and health problems. Meanwhile, Iranian Meditech CEO Khalil Torkan explained that his side has collaborated with some institutions in Indonesia, namely the Ministry of Health, Indofarma, Hasan Sadikin Hospital in Bandung, and Sarjito Hospital in Yogyakarta. He also explained that Meditech has developed six fields of medical technology, namely cardiac medical technology, spinal implants, neurology, medical imaging, endosurgery, operating room equipment, smart solutions, and modular operating theater. Khalil also introduced one of the mainstay products, namely a telemedicine device that can be remotely operated by a specialist. Well, listener, that's my Indonesia, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Menghadapi kamu, tapi ku takkan menyerah. Kau layak ku perjuangkan. Perih bagiku menahan marahku. Kau yang salah, Walau belum tentu kau lakukan yang sama, karena untukku kamu lebih penting dari egoku. Perih bagiku, menahan marah.
Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today, we take you to taste sate. Sate, or satay, is a food made from small pieces of meat skewered on a bamboo stick. It is not only popular in Indonesia, but also in other Southeast Asian countries such as Malaysia, Singapore, Thailand, and the Philippines. Indonesian people themselves know various types of satay with a variety of main ingredients. Generally, the dish is made from chicken, goat, and beef with sweet soy sauce or peanut sauce. However, in Kebumen Regency, Central Java Province, there is a sate that is slightly different from the usual sate, because it does not use peanut sauce or soy sauce, but soybean. Sate Ambal, that's the name of one of the famous sate in Kebumen Regency, Central Java. Sate Ambal first appeared in Ambal Resmi Village, Ambal Subdistrict, Kebumen Regency. The main ingredient of this sate is chicken. When going to be processed, the chicken meat is not burned immediately, but first seasoned with a mixture of turmeric, ginger, shallots, garlic, and brown sugar. After being seasoned, the chicken is soaked for about an hour, so that the spices are absorbed. This sate is enjoyed with a different sauce from the usual sate. The sauce is made from soybean with a mixture of a little brown sugar and ground peanuts. Ironically, when it is served, the sauce is not directly mixed with the satay meat. The satay and the sauce are served on separate plates, so that satay buyers can enjoy the delicious tempeh soybean sauce to the fullest. When eaten, satay ambal is soft and savory. The sauce is spicy and sweet with an appetizing aroma. Usually, satay ambal is enjoyed with ketupat or rice wrapped in coconut leaves, or lontong, which is rice wrapped in banana leaves. Satay ambal is quite easy to find in Kebumen Regency. The price is around 20,000 to 30,000 rupiah, or 1.3 to 2 US dollar per serving. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Jadikan kau kenangan yang terindah dalam hidupku. Namun takkan mudah bagiku meninggalkan jejak hidupku yang tak terukir abadi sebagai kenangan yang terindah.
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Listeners, wherever you are, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expression and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Indonesian. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development and Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Our topic today is arriving at the airport. Next, I'm going to present a conversation entitled Di mana membeli kartu perdana? Di mana membeli kartu perdana? Which means where to buy a starter pack. You will listen to a conversation entitled Di mana membeli kartu perdana? Di mana membeli kartu perdana, which means where to buy a starter pack. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and an airport first official. Let's listen to their conversation.
Di mana membeli kartu perdana? Di sebelah kiri pintu keluar.
After listening to the conversation, I'll present phrases and vocabulary related to today's title, which is di mana membeli kartu perdana? Di mana membeli kartu perdana? Which means where to buy a starter pack. I'll say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Di mana? Di mana? Which means where. Membeli. Membeli, which means to buy. Kartu perdana. Kartu perdana, which means starter pack. Di mana membeli kartu perdana? Di mana membeli kartu perdana, which means where to buy a starter pack? Memesan taksi. Memesan taksi, which means ordering a taxi. Di dekat pintu keluar. Di dekat pintu keluar, which means near the exit. Memesan taksi di mana? Memesan taksi di mana, which means where to order a taxi. Di samping pintu keluar. Di samping pintu keluar, which means next to the exit. Terminal kedatangan. Terminal kedatangan, which means arrival terminal. In the conversation, you heard the phrase di mana membeli kartu perdana? Di mana membeli kartu perdana? Which means where to buy a starter pack. In that sentence, there is a question word di mana. Di mana, which means where. The interrogative expression di mana, which means where, is used to ask for a place and location. Other examples. The question word di mana, di mana, which means where, can also be placed at the end of a sentence. Now, let's listen to a conversation to ask a place. Di mana memesan taksi? Di mana memesan taksi, which means where to order a taxi. Di dekat pintu keluar. Di dekat pintu keluar, which means near the exit. Memesan taksi di mana? Memesan taksi di mana, which means where to order a taxi. Di samping pintu keluar terminal kedatangan. Di samping pintu keluar terminal kedatangan, which means next to the arrival terminal exit. To express the place or position of something, you can use the word di. Di, which means at, on, or in, etc. There are words to show position, such as di samping. Di samping, which means next to. Or di dekat, di dekat, which means near. Before ending, mari berbahasa Indonesia, or let's speak Indonesian today. For more details, let's listen to an example of a conversation once again.
Di mana membeli kartu perdana? Di sebelah kiri pintu keluar.
That was Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today with the title Di mana membeli kartu perdana? Di mana membeli kartu perdana or where to buy a starter pack? Hopefully this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different topic. Thank you for listening.
Setelah kau tinggal pergi. mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang qi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Porco, de getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Bunda by Eka Ardina. The song Bunda, or in English means Mother, was composed by Pak Ngah Suhardi. Like its title, this song is about mother. In the lyrics of the song, the mother is described as a person who loves her children with all her heart, even though life is full of pain and sorrow. Even if her children are studded with diamonds, life is abundant in worldly treasures, it will not be able to repay the mother's love. Mother's blessing also lights the life. Alright, listener, here is the Malay song entitled Bunda by Eka Ardina. Enjoy!
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitradala. See you on the next English program.